Welcome to Byte Papers, a convenient way for you to listen to white papers written for projects in the Terra Luna ecosystem. Whether you're at the gym, on a drive, or doing the dishes, Byte Papers helps you absorb the fine details of written white papers. In today's episode, we'll be reading the PRISM light paper. PRISM enables users to split digital assets into their yield and principal components. Let's dive in. Section 1. Summary. PRISM is a revolutionary derivatives protocol that introduces new asset classes in DeFi, allowing users to manage the risks associated with volatile prices and unstable yields in a simple and capital-efficient manner. PRISM achieves this by refracting digital assets into two distinct parts, a yield component and a principal component. Currently, investors in digital assets have inadequate ways to raise capital or access liquidity with their holdings. Many users may choose to pledge these assets as collateral to borrow against their value. Stories of mass liquidations regularly punctuate newsfeed, given typical crypto market volatility and the usual over-collateralization requirement for these secured loans. PRISM innovates on these inefficiencies and enables users to raise liquidity instantaneously by selling the future yield of an asset for a period of their choosing and effectively borrowing against that future yield. Users no longer face any liquidation risk and can maintain a liquid instrument that can be freely traded or deployed somewhere else in decentralized finance. The same principles can also be used in yield farms or liquidity pools, where returns can reach thousands of percentage points. PRISM will enable users to guarantee their yield and protect against price movements for a period of their choosing. Conversely, as people fix their interest rates, others will be able to buy the instruments created by PRISM and gain increased exposure to an asset's yield or principal with no risk of liquidation. PRISM's mechanics originate from the founding team's experience in the $564 trillion interest rate and currency derivatives markets of traditional finance, where participants can guarantee their returns by swapping variable yields into fixed yields or swapping future payments in one currency into another currency of their choice. PRISM will empower DeFi users with these new instruments and numerous other risk management and investment options in a fully autonomous and permissionless manner. PRISM is incubated by Terraform Labs and built on Terra. Section 2. Introducing PRISM. Just as a glass prism splits a beam of light into separate colors, PRISM enables users to split a yield-generating asset into its most basic components, a yield token, or YT, and a principal token, or PT. These new assets will allow users to isolate the exact risks that they wish to speculate on or protect against. By creating a new marketplace to trade these principal and yield tokens, PRISM empowers users with new opportunities, including the ability to do the following: borrow with no liquidation risk or daily funding costs by monetizing an asset's future yield, swap variable rate yields to fixed rate yields, take leveraged exposure to an asset's price or yield, manage exposure to currency risks by converting future yield instantly into any Terra stablecoin, participate in capital-efficient liquid staking to receive physical delivery of all staking rewards, including airdrops, while being able to trade these assets instantly or deploy them elsewhere in DeFi, gain or swap exposure to other yield-bearing assets through the PRISM marketplace, automatically claim all airdrops in PRISM with no need to access any other protocol, reduce the administrative burden of compiling and reporting yield income and airdrops. PRISM introduces ultimate composability, enabling users to trade an asset's yield and principal components on the open market and to optimize bespoke strategies for their individual needs. Section 3. PRISM Mechanism. There are four main system components: a collateral token, which is generated when a yield-bearing asset is committed to the PRISM vault; a principal token, which is generated when the collateral token is then used to mint both a principal token, and a yield token. And of course, the other side of that equation is the yield token. So again, the collateral token is created when a yield-bearing asset such as Luna is committed to the Prism Vault. It is then split into a principal token and a yield token. So those are the first three system components, a collateral token, a principal token, and a yield token. The fourth and final system component is a liquidity pool, which ensures market depth and liquidity across various tenors for assets. There are four ecosystem participants. Number one, collateral providers. These are the folks who provide collateral assets, which are then committed to a vault in Prism, and in return, these collateral providers receive a collateral token, which is instantly converted to a principal token and a yield token. Number two, risk buyers. These are purchasers of the principal token and the yield token on the automated market maker. Number three, Prism stakers. These are users who are staking the Prism token to receive rewards and participate in governance. And number four, liquidity providers. These are users staking token pairs in pools for rewards from transactions. Let's take a look at an example. A yield-bearing asset holder selects a term to commit their assets to Prism, such as 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, or perpetually. The smart contract will then mint a principal token and a yield token with a maturity matching that selected term. All tokens with the same maturity will be fungible, enabling deep and liquid markets. This user, who is now holding a principal token and a yield token, has several options. Number one, they can stake their yield token in Prism and earn staking rewards, including airdrops on the underlying asset. Number two, they can stake the principal token in Prism and exercise proxy governance rights on the underlying asset, where Prism will enable voting on the yield-bearing asset's governance proposals. Keep in mind, this is coming in Prism version 2. Number three, they can provide liquidity on the automated market maker, or the AMM, and earn liquidity incentives and AMM fees. Number four, they can trade the yield token or principal token on the AMM, selling the yield token to receive a fixed amount, guaranteeing the yield for the term, or selling the principal token and only maintaining exposure to the yield. Number five, after the selected term expires, they can burn their principal token to receive the collateral token. Number six, their principal token and yield token can be combined in equal amounts and burned in exchange for a collateral token at any time, because as we recall, the principal token plus the yield token equals the collateral token. Number seven, holders of the collateral token can 1. Mint a new principal token and yield token for any available term, or 2. Use it to redeem the underlying asset from the vault by starting the collateral asset's unstaking period. In the case of Luna, this takes 21 days. Or 3. Fast burn it by trading in the AMM pool for the yield-bearing asset. Section 4. Prism version 1.0. Prism version 1.0 will use Luna as collateral and create both a perpetual yield token, YLuna, and a perpetual principal token, PLuna. These perpetual instruments have no maturity. For example, the YLuna token gives the holder the right to Luna staking yields and airdrops forever. Prism will allow minting, staking, liquidity provision, trading, burning, and redeeming. Prism will also have its own AMM, which will facilitate limit orders. Let's look at an example of how a user could interact with Prism using Luna. 1. A user deposits Luna in Prism and mints PLuna and YLuna. The user then decides to stake that YLuna in Prism and starts receiving staking rewards, including airdrops, and uses the principal Luna, or the PLuna, to be a liquidity provider in the PLuna Prism AMM liquidity pool. The user now starts earning liquidity incentives and AMM fees as a result. After a while, the user decides to sell their YLuna and buy more PLuna. The user unstakes YLuna from Prism and opts to immediately sell it on the AMM with no unstaking period. The transaction proceeds are used to buy additional PLuna, giving the user leveraged exposure to Luna's price performance with no risk of liquidation. Let's talk about liquidity provision. To facilitate deep and liquid markets, Prism will have the following incentivized token pools. 1. PLUNA and Prism. 2. YLUNA and Prism. 3. UST and Prism. 4. XPRISM and Prism. 5. CLUNA and Prism. 6. LUNA and Prism. And 7. AUST and Prism. Using Prism as the base asset in liquidity pairs makes its value deterministic. Additionally, with the concept of concentrated liquidity pioneered by Uniswap V3 coming to Terra in the future, providing liquidity will become even more capital efficient and less subsidized, allowing more staking rewards to accrue to Prism stakers. Liquidity providers in these pools will earn fees from a combination of 1. AMM transaction fees, 2. Prism liquidity incentives, and 3. Compounding staking rewards. As a note, the compounding staking rewards will go to XPRISM stakers only. Section 5. The Prism Token. Prism holders who wish to participate in governance can stake their Prism tokens and receive XPRISM in return with a 21-day unstaking period. This is based on the popular XSushi model. XPRISM has a few key properties. Number 1. Governance. XPRISM will oversee a variety of important matters, including how liquidity incentives are distributed, how to use community funds, and deciding on new asset listings and terms. 2. Fees. XPRISM holders will receive fees that the protocol charges. Initially, XPRISM holders will receive fees from the following. 1. Protocol transaction costs. 2. A percentage of the yield YLUNA holders receive, including staking rewards and airdrops. 3. Swaps on the Prism AMM. And 4. Successfully executed limit orders. These will be converted to Prism on the AMM and added to the XPRISM pool. On the roadmap for Prism version 2 are two further utilities of the Prism token. Number 1. Validators will be required to pledge XPRISM as collateral if they wish to be considered for LUNA delegation from the Prism vault. In a slashing event, the validator's XPRISM will be used as the first tranche to make whole any slashed amounts. This aligns incentives as validators risk their own capital and Prism delegates to validators who are supportive of the protocol. Number 2. Prism will utilize a similar methodology to the successful VECRV vote locking mechanism, whereas Prism can be vote locked for periods of 1 week and up to 4 years to increase the holder's voting power and boost their XPRISM rewards, LP incentives, and airdrops. The longer Prism is locked, the more voting power the holder has and the bigger yield payout. The Prism token distribution. There is a total supply of 1 billion Prism tokens. Of these 1 billion Prism tokens, the following allocations can be applied. 20% will go to the Prism Foundation. 7% will go to Prism Forge, or the token-generating event. 13% will go to the YLUNA farming event. 30% will go to core contributors and service providers. 10% will go to strategic partners, advisors, and collaborators. 20% will go to the community fund and liquidity incentives. The above distribution structures Prism as a community-owned and community-governed project. Section 6. Future Roadmap. After the Prism version 1 launch, Prism will introduce multiple terms for LUNA beyond the perpetual contract. Currently, expectations are for 1, 3, 6, 9, and 12-month maturities. Prism will also rapidly scale by introducing new collateral, such as 1. Proof-of-stake assets including Ethereum, Solana, Atom, and Polkadot. Number 2. Assets that are native to the Terra ecosystem, such as AUST, MAssets, Anchor, Mirror, Mine, and each of their respective LP tokens. And 3. Assets that will be created by many of the new protocols about to launch, including money market protocols, DEXs, and protocols bridging USDT, USDC, and DAI over to Terra. Prism will then focus on allowing leveraged exposure to principal tokens and yield tokens with the ability to borrow and short them, This will facilitate market-neutral relative value trading between assets and yields and enabling hedging of future digital asset receipts and expenses using currency forwards. Ultimately, Prism will aim to refract every yield-bearing digital asset, such as proof of stake, yield farms, LP tokens, money market, DeFi governance, and NFTs. Additionally, it is not far-fetched to imagine Prism refracting yield-bearing traditional finance assets that move on-chain in the future, such as real estate, commodities, precious metals, art, or other investment classes such as stocks, bonds, investment funds, and derivatives. Section 7. Why Terra? Decentralization. We believe Terra creates the only credible decentralized stablecoins that are trustless and censorship-resistant. DeFi cannot be truly decentralized with its base currency as centralized stablecoins that expose users to regulation and state-level attacks, counterparty risk, including mismanagement of the collateral, such as purchasing of volatile commercial paper, and centralized banks, where the collateral is being custodied and who operate using a fractional reserve model in which only a portion of deposits are backed by actual cash on hand and available for withdrawal. Multi-currency. DeFi participants are global, monitoring their wealth and paying real-world expenses in many different fiat currencies. Terra is the only blockchain to offer multi-currency, decentralized stablecoins, which will enable users of Prism to monetize future cash flows, guarantee their yields, and hedge price movements into their native currency. Ecosystem. Terra has consistently taken an outward-focused lens, striving to create products with real-world benefits for the masses rather than just crypto natives. Chai is a testament to this, and as 60-plus known projects develop on Terra, Prism will become a core component for the unbanked as these projects will introduce their own yield-bearing assets, and Prism will enable anyone in the world to instantly raise liquidity in their preferred currency by using their yield-bearing assets' future cash flow. Section 8. Team. Prism's core team is comprised of traditional finance experts with many years of experience working on the trading floors of blue-chip global financial institutions in the fixed income markets. Prism has leveraged this knowledge to create a powerful ecosystem for users. The core team's deep knowledge of complex derivatives markets, combined with the expertise of Terraform Labs, has created significant synergies in building Prism. Section 9. Conclusion. Prism empowers DeFi users with innovative tools to manage volatile price exposure and fluctuating yields. Building Prism on the scalable and vibrant Terra ecosystem will enable rapid growth, as new assets and maturities can quickly be introduced to bring more users to the ecosystem and increase total value locked. Prism will synthesize these new instruments and enable their full functionality within an extremely intuitive platform. With so many possibilities, we are excited to see how users interact with Prism. Let the refracting begin. Section 7. Appendix. Example Prism use cases. Consider the following parameters for the examples below. 1. Asset X price is 100 UST. 2. Asset X yield is paid in UST and is currently 20 UST. 3. The 1-year yield token is trading at 15 UST. 4. The 1-year principal token is trading at 85 UST. 5. X has an unstaking period of 21 days. Example 1. Fixing interest rates. A user could commit X to Prism for 1 year and receive a corresponding principal token and yield token. The yield token could be sold for 15 UST. At the end of the year, the principal token could be redeemed for X. Alternatively, the principal token could be bought on the open market at 85, and, all else being equal, at the end of the year, the principal token could be redeemed for X, which is still priced at 100, giving a fixed return of 17.6%. Example 2. Purchasing tokens at a discount. A user believes the price of X will increase 10X over the next year, and they have 100 UST to spend. They spend their 100 UST on a principal token, which is valued at 85 UST, giving them 1.176 principal tokens. After a year, the price of X has increased 10x, and they will redeem their principal tokens for 1,176 UST, whereas a holder of X could have only made 1,020 UST, assuming the yield did not change. Example 3. Exposure to interest rates. A user believes that the yield on X will increase over the year from the expected 20 UST. They buy the yield token for 15 UST, and the yield on X ends up being 30 UST over the year. The user has therefore made a 100% return on their capital. Example 4, FX swap. A user may be swapping their yield received from X as a way of funding a purchase of another asset. Rather than performing the manual process of selling variable rewards, the user can instead sell their yield token and use that to purchase Y, Y's yield token, or Y's principal token. Similarly, a holder of X may have an expense in their native currency of euro. They could use X to mint principal token and yield token, immediately sell the yield token for 15 UST and convert that 15 UST to EUT or Terra Euro, thereby hedging out their FX risk. Example 5, liquid staking. A user wants to earn X's staking rewards, but wants the flexibility to trade their position without having to wait for the unstaking period of 21 days. They mint the principal token and yield token, and stake the yield token in Prism. If they want to trade their position, there is no unstaking period for the yield token, and they can immediately trade their principal token, yield token, or collateral token. They could also lend out their principal